Hello. Hi, guys. Welcome back to another episode of It's Related.
I promise.
This is Noni.
This is Sharon.
And this is Jules.
Thank you for listening to another episode. Thank you for the love you're showing us. Today, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, but they're gentlemen. There are gentlemen.
Shout out to the males. We are discussing ex etiquette.
Hey, say that again.
Ex etiquette.
What?
Slowly, please.
Ex etiquette. Yanni, rules, behavior, what's happening? You know, I'm sure we all have exes. If you're listening to this, you probably have a situation that didn't quite work out. Talking stages failed. What? Shout out to all you niggas on talking stages. It's Aisha too. Anyway.
Wow. She's so rude.
I want to ask, you know, you girls, are you friends with like a large majority of your exes? All of them? Not all of them?
You know, it's man. So me, I don't believe in being. Jules has turned her head 360 degrees like this. She's like, I need to see her face. I need to see her face as she talks about this. Yeah. No, I genuinely don't believe in you or a partner.
Right.
Or when you're in a relationship, let me put it that way. I don't think you should be like friends with your exes.
What?
I don't know. I just think, I mean, you of course be cordial.
No, okay, you're human.
Yeah, you're human. Like, yeah, yeah, like,
are you?
You, not Sharon Mashira.
Personally,
stop talking about
me,
the masses. Where?
I am not friends with my exes.
I don't know why she's killing me, but
you know, maybe they're out there thinking we're friends. No, we're not friends.
And if you don't know, now you know, Mia. Wild. You know, it's so funny for me because I'm thinking like, you know, like they always say a successful relationship is, mm-hmm. you know, based off a friendship that morphs into more than kind
yeah,
of a thing.
Yeah.
A lot of like relationships maybe fail because you weren't friends first. You didn't know each other first. You weren't really like understanding each other as a person before as a partner. Partner. Anyway. So like for me, it's kind of wild to not be friends with an ex, if I think about it like that.
Mm.
But some of these niggas do be fucking up, man.
Like, yeah, like, I don't
know what I mean? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, Jules, you?
I'm, in general, yes.
Yeah.
I'm still friends with my exes.
Yeah.
But there's one or two that I can never, ever, ever, ever,
never.
We can't be friends. We can't even be acquainted. I don't want anyone to even know I dated. I don't even want.
Let me give you a scenario, right?
Yeah.
You enter a club, for example.
Mercury.
Shout out.
And you see your ex on a table.
Oh my God, with my friends.
Not with your friends, but with
his people.
His people.
Yeah.
The ones you're saying never ever, would you say hi? Would you walk
no.
by?
They never
you,
ever.
Yeah.
Fuck no.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, I never used to be the kind of girl who. I think mine it evolved.
Right.
Back in the day, I used to be like, no, I still want to be friends with my exes. Like mm-hmm. it's done. It didn't work out. It's a point of learning. Blah blah blah. Mm-hmm. But then at some point, I started to realize I was doing that because. I mean, there's some that I'm genuinely still friends with, but mm-hmm. there are some that I should not. I'm saying some like there are many, but there's like a particular.
1, 2, 3, and to the four.
With the on one today.
Yeah, no, do your best work.
That's it.
Well, we need to put you on the side just so you can go record something. I think you have this inspiration.
That's it.
To drop a song today.
My lines.
Yeah. So I think Ali, I just used to be friends with all of them, even though they really fucked me up.
Right.
Especially like, the ones you keep going, but there's one I think I've mentioned. There's this toxic. Mm-hmm. I think, I don't know if all girls have this, but like.
Just that one.
Yeah,
person.
There's this one Definitely. Really bad relationship that you always go back to.
Right.
Like that one, when I finally managed to rid myself of this really toxic relationship.
She said rid.
Rid myself. Rid.
I would never, I would not be friends with that person. Right now.
Right.
But in between, at that time, during on and offs, I was still friends with them.
Yeah.
But I realized it's because I still wanted to be seen as like desirable to them. And I don't mean sexually, but I just still wanted to be seen as, oh, she's nice. She's cool peeps. Yeah. Right. She's easy. She I didn't want him to say, ah, this chick is nuts. She you know.
Yeah.
But then at some point I was like, no, fuck that.
Yeah.
Because if I'm pissed, I'm pissed. And then I don't want to be pissed so that I'm still likable. Actually, the term is likable, not desirable.
Yeah.
I still wanted to be likable.
Yeah.
And then I guess when I started to love myself more, that could have been it.
Yeah.
Then I started to be like, actually, what I feel is that I don't like you and you did not do me right. So I don't care if I walk past you and you're like, look at this babe. She's psycho. She's so, you know, because that's what men always go to.
She's nuts. You know, with my exes in general, where we are good acquaintances.
There's no beef with any of them.
There's no beef. Right. There's no beef.
Even one. You don't have beef.
You're better than me.
I have beef.
Some of them I have beef.
But you see, why do you have beef? Because of what they did to you, or
because of what they did to you, and it makes you now understand where they place you.
Right.
In their life or how they view, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's this for me, there's just one. Let me tell you, may I agree with being friends or I'm okay or whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the way I own myself now, whereas before I just want to, like I said, seem likable and just, it's okay, it's fine, we're all, let's be grown up. No.
Yeah.
There are some that you just cut off completely.
Right.
You remove them.
Speaking on cutting off and cutting off completely, so do you think it's important to get closure before you cut them off completely, or?
That's a good question. Yeah. That so, ex etiquette.
Yeah.
That's a good question. Thank you for bringing that up. So
I'll be here.
Lovely,
all night.
Lovely, lovely,
lovely, lovely, lovely. Yeah, lovely vibe. So here's the thing, yeah.
Yeah.
I think about closure, really.
Tell us, love.
Yeah. So you see, thing is, yeah. no, fully. So for real.
Indeed, indeed,
indeed.
Stop.
So, this is inside jokes. Yeah. So you know what?
I'm again, boiling.
evolution of Julia, evolution of womanhood.
Right.
When I was younger, I was just like, you should have some form of closure. Even if it's not having a sit down, just acknowledge that, you know, something bad was done or we're not compatible. Don't just go like, fuck you, I'm done. Then, you know, I never used to like that.
That chaotic thing. Yeah, yeah.
But now, the older I've gotten, I really don't think closure is important.
Yes.
And I mean closure.
Second that.
Trying to clap it.
I didn't even realize. But yeah, I second that. Yeah.
By closure, I mean like this, having a sit down to discuss the end of the relationship.
The whys.
No, the whys. Like even if I'm even okay with breaking up over email or text on the phone. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Because sometimes the situation you're in or the relationship you're in is not going well. And maybe you've been... it's been on a downward trajectory and you've been trying so hard to make it work. I'm talking from the side of the person who wants to leave.
Right.
And you just feel like pulling somebody to come and have a sit down with you is going to be more, it's going to be worse for your emotional state, for your mental health. I don't know.
Yeah.
So I'm okay with just like, creating that distance.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're ready, communicate, yes, tell them it's over, but you don't have to meet them.
Mm. Yeah.
As long as you do it in a good way.
Mm.
Yeah. And then in terms of closure, now it's over, let's talk.
Mm.
I don't think it's necessary all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Because by the time the relationship has come to an end, I feel like, unless it was those volatile ones, which, first of all, you may not even need closure, but by the time a relationship has come to an end, a lot of times that end doesn't happen in a day or two.
Yeah.
It takes time.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that's the relationship slowly deteriorates.
Right.
There's a lot of pain points
bickering
and you're not hearing me, I'm not hearing you.
Yeah.
And then...
that shit is so sad.
And then, and that to me... And that to me usually feels like closure enough. It's like I can see why.
Yeah.
You understand?
You know, it's so crazy.
And sometimes you don't even know why.
Yeah.
But it's very hard for a guy to come and tell you, I'm speaking from a woman's point of view, to come and tell you, by the way, I was avoid, I was being an avoidant partner, or I was being a dick because of ABCD. Right. You might not, it's very rare that I hear a guy comes and tells you why, you know, because closure.
Do you think they know why and they're not saying, or you think they don't know?
I think they know why, but it's just, it's very hard to tell somebody, I don't like how you look anymore, or I don't like how you talk, or I don't like, you know, there are things.
Or like, I thought I was attracted to you and I'm not.
You know, so sometimes it's just good to just tell somebody, look, I don't see a future with you. Anymore, and I don't want to waste your time. So, you know, it's been real. If somebody has told you that, leave it. Now don't start seeking, but can we have closure?
Yeah.
For what? That's it.
Imagine my heart needs it sometimes, though. I say accept.
It's like now you're continuing to cut. When you're changing a chicken, you cut the
one time.
You don't go cutting slowly. At then you meet closure, you cut some more. And then now, at it's your birthday next week, I'd already planned the thing. So let me just come, cut some more. Just cut it.
I fully agree with that. I think for me, why I'm... Noni.
Noni needs to do a song.
You're the
she needs to write a song. She needs to write a song today. The inspiration is within her. There's a fire in her belly to release a song.
Let me tell you my experience with this whole closure thing.
Yeah.
Why I don't really... Like, I think it's important. But
to get closure?
To get closure.
Right.
But I think you need to give it to yourself. Like, I think you need to sit with yourself and say, did I do my level best?
Exactly.
Did I give my level best? Like, don't... As much as you can. I don't know. When you involve the other person, because this is what happened with me. One of my exes reached out and was like, I really need closure. Like, right. I want us to... This was now years after we'd dated, broken up.
Yeah.
And so obviously I welcomed it. I was like, all right, cool, you know, let's talk. Because for me, I was just like, okay, why not? I didn't see any harm, danger, or whatever.
Yeah.
And, you know, you end up revisiting very sticky, difficult things.
Yeah.
But you also end up revisiting very beautiful things.
Yeah.
And it's such a dangerous place to be because you slip back into that same
toxic thing
that you were into.
Yeah.
And obviously we ended up, you know, getting entangled.
Yeah.
And... I don't know, the next couple of days, you know, we tried to like talk and you know, be about this new space we're in. And I was just like, what the hell was that?
What have we done?
You know, this is so stupid.
Yeah.
So I think give yourself closure.
You thought it was stupid in the moment or now
afterwards? Because I was like, this was all in the guise of closure.
Right.
But really, we've had closure all these few years. Yeah. We've not even been talking. Why are we revisiting those things?
So you said something that's made me think, like, you know, also it also depends on the length, on the depth of your relationship. You see, like for me, I haven't been in a long-term relationship, honestly, like since my first relationship ever in life. By long-term, for me, the measure is a year, you know,
a year up.
I haven't been in a relationship. I have been single.
Yeah.
I've had relationships, but they've just not lasted and I've been just by myself,
right?
So unless if it was a 3-year, 4-year relationship and it's deteriorated and you know to have a talk because your lives are intertwined so much. For something like that, I'd say... By the way, you can have your closure. But these two stints we have here, 6 months, 7 months, 8 months, and then...
Stints.
Yeah. Stints. Me, those are not... Okay, they're relations. Are they relations?
I think they are.
I mean, usually say I've been single, but my friends are always like, no, Jules, but you were with Nani last year. I'm like, no, but we broke up after like 6 months. Is that a relationship?
Yeah.
For me, I feel like a relationship, or maybe I put too much...
I think honestly, I mean, obviously, if it's like 2 weeks, we're not talking about
that. I mean, there are relationships that can, you can be.
But you know,
infatuated for two weeks.
I feel like the passion that is behind it, and you can really get involved in someone's life to a point where 6 months is the equivalent of someone's 1 year. So for me, when I talk about like the ex that I previously, like, you know, dated, it was 5 months. I already had a key to his house. Like, you know, I pull up and
that's a serious relationship.
And the Askari is like, Nons, hi, how are you? Like, okay, so do you wash your car today? You know, just things like
that's
that. It was very intertwined. It was like, I'm leaving work. I'll pick this up for you because I'm on the way. Kind of, you know, like things. Our lives were very
intertwined
at one. So when we broke up and he asked me for closure,
it's a trap. Don't do it, sis.
You break up.
You did it, girl. It's okay. Girl. Happens to the best of us.
Truly, I think we broke up like 4 times.
Let me tell you.
That's closure. That's what they do. Now when they're in the house, at your camp, we have closure.
You left your bobby pin.
So you go and have closure.
Your safety pin.
And you finish that closure in the bed sheets. Then you say, okay, fine.
But it's sweet.
You go home. You don't talk for a day or two or three.
Because you're both like,
but then it's shower. Sharon's birthday on Saturday. Since right. your lives are so intertwined, right. you both be there. But see, you just fucked the other day. So let's yeah. just, no, see, we're just, let's, we don't know. We
yeah.
don't know.
Yeah.
You go have fun, Munenda. You know, that closure yeah. will happen 5 times,
yeah.
my friends.
Yeah. 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 And it did.
I have evidence.
And it did. It like, fully. She's just speaking in theory. I'm talking like, practical.
Oh my God. See what I mean?
Yeah. Because, like, truly, we broke up and then we broke up. Then we broke up. Then we broke up. you know what I mean? And it's the worst. You know, as I said, he's a great person. So even right now, like, it's calm.
Are you still breaking up?
No. Okay. We are done. Like, we're done.
Being broken up.
Yeah. But, you know, like, at this point here, as we speak, you know, right now, we don't speak as often as we did when we had, like, the closure talk. We thought we could do the whole friendship vibe and, like, send each other memes and who and what. Then one day...
Memes are really your love language.
No, but, like, truly, fans. But, like, one day it's a meme, the next day it's I miss you, you know?
Yeah. Dangerous.
You know what? Yeah. I feel like you can be friends with your ex, but you just... There needs to be, like, a gap for maybe 2-3 months.
Yeah.
Where you guys just get detox of each other. Yeah. Like, you need to leave my your energy needs to leave me.
Right,
I need to shake you off completely.
And detox doesn't mean that he was negative.
It doesn't mean he was negative.
It's just a new chapter.
You need some time. Even if you are friends. Because you'll just end up, it'll become a
cycle. You're comfortable, you know each other.
I mean, I think, if you want to be friends, like me, the ex who I'm friends with him, actually even to, like, we're friends, like, I'll go to somebody's house because I'm bored, corona, and I'm like, are you safe? I'm safe, obviously. You have to get tested, guys, get tested. But I'm just saying, sometimes I just need to see another human being,
right?
I'll go and I chill, and it's 150% platonic,
right?
But we had a gap where we did not see each other.
Right.
I didn't know what was happening in his life. So when you finally talk, even the time, now that you know actually what happened in this situation, I ended up having closure in the friendship.
Oh, yeah.
Because now when you start talking about, hey, mazi life, nini, and then one day you just say something like, but even you that day, I know how you are. You see, you usually do this and this.
Yeah.
And then you can talk about it, but you're not talking it from a point of pain.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And now you're even able to understand why this person did this, why you reacted like that, they even get you. So maybe you can have closure later, honestly. Yeah. If you can... do it later once.
And it might not be as straightforward as, like, this is the closure.
When things are still hurting, because even the person who's been left,
right.
sorry, the person who's leaving, it's also a bit painful
for
them. It's not as painful, but it's still a form of detachment for them.
Yeah.
It's too raw, man.
Yeah.
It's too raw. You cannot have a, I don't know. Yeah. Maybe I've just never had a closure that I feel like, yes, this is a good closure. I have no
thank you for telling
point.
Me how I fucked up. Have a good day.
Then we start hanging out, and yet I know your schedule, so I know I don't want to see you. I need a break.
True.
And then I can see you.
Mm. So what when it comes to social media,
block
etiquette. I am so petty. Me personally, I think you need to delete every single picture.
What
if you're in a new relationship?
So, okay, so we were dating.
So we were
and I
dating.
I was posting you, babe.
Yeah, babe. You want to relationship status with so and so.
Word.
I think the minute you get into a new relationship, I think all that needs to be deleted.
Do you know, actually, funny story. I have an ex who messaged me to tell me, I'm so sorry I had to archive our picture because my new girlfriend told me to do it.
Shout out to her. Good girl.
I'm happy this conversation is happening because, and I'm sorry to cut you short, Mudhoni.
Yeah.
You know what? Mm-hmm. A lot of girls, my friends, they're getting into relationships and then they're asking, is it too much if I ask him to delete
the
pictures?
Depends, on what
you know, and me, I want niggas to know you need to delete. Don't let the babe have to come and tell you.
You're right. And I think it depends at what point. Like, I would say in my current relationship, we are 2-3 years in or something like that. I think surely at this point,
Who are you?
I'll go delete that shit myself because I can log into you. You know, I just think it needs to get to a certain point because
as long as you're in a relationship, babe.
I think maybe
even if
it's time. I think after 6 months.
Ah,
is that too long? Should you jump off my chair?
I'm sorry. Okay, I've been in a relationship for 6 months and the other person's pictures are still there.
Does it matter? Imagine I don't mind.
It matters. No,
but that's their past. That's where they've come from.
But this is actively on the... They'll forget because it's been deleted.
Okay, you know what he can do? He can archive the very current one.
Why are you archiving? Delete.
That's
his past.
His past.
You just give it in your camera roll. Why is it in the public?
He can archive.
He can archive, do?
He just puts them in a different folder. It's not on the...
But it's not okay. It's not on the archive.
Because can I tell you, when he told me that, I was like, one, okay, I didn't really notice. I was like, great. I'm sorry for
how
that.
Did you not, Mudan, you're not serious. You didn't notice?
I didn't notice. It was only one picture. There was one, and let me tell you.
No, but then what if it's like six and they're just having fun? No, all of those pictures. Can I tell you? No.
It wasn't a picture of her. It was me. I was the picture.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Wait. You were the girl.
I was the girl.
Like, this chick so easy?
Okay, wait. So you, was it was you to be deleted.
Yeah.
Ooh,
so
okay, I've never thought about it that
his
way.
His current babe, this is probably even like
you
last
know, actually,
year
my
before.
Ex deleted me. I've just, I see what
and
you're saying.
And you feel
you
it.
I felt it. Nigga. But it's good.
I mean, you can't delete me. You can't forget me, nigga. But I remember he, okay, to be honest, yeah, he asked me for coffee. And I just remember thinking, so you asked me for coffee to tell me that you've archived me on your
Instagram.
Right.
Was it a big... did you appreciate that amount of effort?
I didn't need it. Yeah. I didn't need it, you know? Like, him and I are like, we had a very passionate love, but... What? And then it was a passionate breakup. What? You know what I mean? Right. Like, it was those ones.
Okay, so it was warranted that he behaved that.
Right, and even the photo, like, yeah. But then he was in her feelings. Like, just like love. Smiling, what? And I remember I used to wear this ring, from Marks and Spencer's. It was fake, but it was like a diamond kind of yeah, it was like a diamond thing, and people had thought he proposed and some things that. Like I remember when he posted it, guys were like, oh my god. Like I was like, no, relax, this is nothing to do with that. It was just, we were like literally at dinner, he took a picture, he posted it, right?
So while we're on that topic, not to interrupt you,
yeah,
are you supposed to, because I'm in the same situation, are you supposed to return that ring?
No, I had the ring for myself.
Oh, okay. He didn't give you that ring. Yeah. Okay.
So but there are some, you know, social media, man.
Yeah,
I always say, you guys, man, what you see online is not the full story ever, you know. So I, as Mothoni, was wearing this ring. It was even those ones that like they turn, you know, bronze. They used to be one color and then they're fake and then they turn another color, kind of a thing. And it was just a ring that I really liked. I saw it, I bought it. And the only finger it fit on was, I guess, my engagement finger.
Yeah.
And for me, it wasn't a big deal. But then when he posted it, people were like, are you like engaged? And I was like, actually, no, we're not, whatever. Fast forward, we were not together. He even started dating someone else. We're not speaking as much, obviously, because, like, you know, passionate both ends together and break up. It was very, like, very passionate, you know. And we went for coffee, and he was like, I'm really sorry. His new babe was like, he has to delete that photo. But he was like, don't worry, I didn't delete it. I just archived it. And I was like, I mean, like, I
do as you may.
And it sounds mean, but I'm like, I don't care. Like, in terms of like, it's okay, man. Like, if that's what your babe needs, because truly, I truly feel like if that's what your girlfriend has asked of you,
right,
and that's what she feels she needs to be comfortable with,
right, do
then
it.
Cool.
Yeah.
But as Mothoni, if I'm dating someone and I go through his profile and, like, you know, we're in 2020 and in 2017, there's a babe, I don't care.
I don't know why I can't believe that.
Yeah. It's fine. But imagine we're in 2020 and this guy had a girlfriend last year in 2019 and they broke up. It's been, what month are we in? We're in August?
August, yeah.
Yeah, so maybe they broke up last year, March.
Yeah, yeah.
But the pictures are still very, they're a bit too intimate.
Right.
I mean,
right.
Not kissing, but like, I know,
babe. Yeah.
Both cute things.
Yeah. Comment.
I imagine if I'm dating somebody, I don't want to see that.
Neither.
I do not want to see you happy with another person.
So are you not acknowledging their past?
It's not about that. Social media is not about acknowledging past.
Yeah, yeah.
Social media is a
update.
It is.
Who
it
are you
is,
currently dating?
It's validation of. Girl, I don't even know what I'm saying, but I'm just saying I don't want to be in the orotha, in the line.
Yeah,
and
right.
2017,
orotha.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually,
2017, Mudoni, 2019,
right.
Sharon, and then
like a timeline.
Jules,
yeah.
Z. Me, if I'm with you, delete or archive. You don't have to delete
your
memories, because even me, by the way, you know, I keep pictures.
Yeah.
I even have folders.
I just think out of respect to your partner.
Out of respect to your partner. And I wish, you know what I'm grateful for my most... there's a guy I was seeing who I noticed like there were some pictures there that there was another female. I didn't know who she was.
Yeah.
And I didn't ask.
Just as I clocked that.
I saw it. Yeah. So I was just in like, But we were still very early in the relationship.
Right, yeah.
So it's not like until we start then delete. No. Also, it is, I mean, come on, guys. Yeah. We need wisdom,
you need to
timing.
Get to a certain place. Right.
Yes, wisdom, timing. But I remember when one time I went to his Instagram and I saw they'd been removed. And I was like, okay,
fantastic.
That's nice.
Without
I
you asking.
I didn't ask.
Good guy.
Because you know the power of social media. You know the power of social media. Right. And what it, I can't find the words right now.
Right.
But you having somebody's pictures still there when you have broken up. In fact, my issue is this.
Mm.
You guys have broken up and it's not it's not a group picture at you with your squad.
I don't like group pictures either.
No, group pictures, me, I'm fine.
You're crazy.
No. Imagine. I am. Badge of honor.
Imagine, because you see, this guy was dating somebody. She got into his circle.
Right.
You know, you go on trips, whatever. It's a squad thing. The connection he has to that picture.
Furious.
The connection he has to that picture. There's like six people and she happens to be one of them. That's fine.
The moment is bigger than the couple.
Moment is bigger than the couple. But if it's them too, in this intimate to things, at cheers. Oh, they were getting drunk here. Oh my God, look at us, our feet on the beach. No, you can't. I cannot.
Our feet on the beach.
No. How? And then we have to
select our beach,
my friend.
Tag us. Go comment. Delete this.
No. Please, nothing like that. But you get what I mean.
Yeah, fully.
And I think even men are like that. I mean, I've been told to
delete.
Yeah. I've been told.
How did that come up?
He didn't even say delete. It's like,
Nani's still on your page, eh?
So it was we were having a disagreement about something.
Oh, that's how it came
out.
A disagreement
about something. Lovely. And I was just like, no, but da, 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 da. And then he just went like, all right, have I said anything about
ammunition?
And a coom coom coom.
I was like,
you know, niggas make things up like that.
Wow. What a wow. Maybe number
one. He was shikaying that one.
He was
Let me tell you, me, it's very hard to. Nilishikwa na butwa. Like, it's very hard for me to be silenced in a fight. I come automatic machine gun.
It's a 22.
You guys said, oh. That's where we're taking this and what about you and something. I just named Mazad. I was like, all right. Cool. What did you say? Let me take my L.
Hey.
Lovely.
And take a seat. Whatever. What's the
take
same?
Your L back. Let me take a seat.
You take a seat. I was just like, Enya, he has a point.
But he had never brought it up until that point.
Why hadn't she brought it up until that point?
I mean, like, he's a man. I don't know. How the
but
fuck
still,
do I know?
I hear you.
Even them, they feel it.
Right.
But I think he didn't. You know, for men, it's harder for them to. Let me tell you something, by the way. Me, what I've learned in my years of dating.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that women we don't like or pictures of your ex that even men they also don't like but they don't bring it
like
up
like hugging
you know how when you go to the club and then you're with your boyfriend and then you see your friend and you're like
and then you jump
and then they lift you
So they are also bugged. I think they're also bugged, and please niggas, please just correct me if I'm wrong, but like I think also men are also bugged. I know.
Yeah.
They're also bugged by these things, but they don't bring them up as often because this masculinity thing, you don't want to seem petty.
Right.
At you're causing about the Instagram, about the hugging, about the. They just. And then now.
When it comes.
When they are causing you just. Poo!
And this was something you're like, wait a minute. Where is this
silenced.
From?
So, to respect your partner, it doesn't mean you're still in love with this person. It's just, I think, out of respect.
So if we were to talk about like the rules of exes.
Ex-etiquette. Delete pictures.
Delete it.
Should you
delete before you ask?
Should you return his things?
The gifts.
Okay, so there's gifts. There's like,
I beg you.
There's like jackets. You know, those t-shirts.
A gift is a gift. I think even in friendship, even in partnership.
I think even in law. I think legally. Yeah. I don't know.
Let's talk about his things,
like a hoodie that's
like
his.
A hoodie. I'm trying to think what I have.
Let me tell you what I have. I have a watch. I have a hoodie.
I have a hoodie somewhere.
Let me see Rudy Shiki.
I have a membership. Tell me, jack shit. It's mine now.
Okay, let me tell you. Me, I think. Does he remember? Okay, you are you keeping them for sentimental value?
No.
It depends.
I mean, actually, it depends.
It depends. Me, I wouldn't be keeping them for sentimental value.
What if you were given something as a sentimental value?
So I'm saying if it's a gift, that's what that's
it,
I'm calling
it. It was a gift, but a gift of sentimental value to, like, let's say a promise ring. So you guys, so a promise ring, how do you define? A promise ring is basically It's not like an engagement. It's not that deep.
Yeah.
It's not.
Pete ni pete. Pete ni pete. Na pete ni pete. And a pete ni pete is a very sentimental gift.
So if you've received a promise ring, yeah, for instance, mm-hmm, we are not mentioning
let's
names.
Let's say we have a friend. Let's say we have a friend.
Trash, all trash. Do you return a promise ring?
No.
I don't even believe in
do
it.
Do you wear it in your new relationship?
No.
No? No. What if it's no. What if it's a pretty ring?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Because, okay, what let is, me just say, me, I'm in that situation. It's me. I'm literally wearing it right now. I got it from a person I dated. It's a promise ring. But it's just so beautiful.
It's,
and
a,
it
ring,
was,
it's a ring you like.
It's a ring I like.
It's a ring you like your partner.
If, my partner does see, not at the, care exactly. at all. Like, he's just like me.
A lot of these things, it depends on the...
I mean, oh my God. I'll cut that out. No, he actually thinks it's so ugly.
Keep that shit, bro. Keep it.
I think a lot of these things depend on the feeling behind the yes. action or the item, or right. even, you know, just deleting the picture, yes. keeping the picture, yeah. Returning the ring, keeping the ring, returning the hoodie, keeping the hoodie. It's what's the feeling attached to this item? What's right. the meaning attached
yeah,
to
the
this
sentiment.
Thing?
Yeah,
what's the
right.
sentimental value? If I have a ring which I really wanted and my boyfriend bought for me and I love it because it's my favorite stone, or like turquoise, whatever, and I've been wearing it for years,
yeah.
and I meet somebody and he's like, oh, that's nice, where did you get it? Oh, it's my ex, but, and then he's like, you can't wear it. Me, I'd be like, my nigga,
yeah.
this ring has nothing to yeah. do with yeah. him anymore.
Yeah. It's mine.
It's not mine.
It is mine. But if I'm wearing it because it has the sentimental value of so-and-so,
yeah,
or,
that's a problem.
You know, when I'm feeling lonely, I like to wear his jacket and watch yeah. a rom-com yeah. on my computer, on and my bed. Know, that's yeah. a problem. Yeah. And you're in a new relationship?
For yeah.
That's okay. a problem.
And agreed. That's also what when to like circle back on this guy, when he was telling me that he has archived my photo, I was kind of like thinking, like, okay, so is he trying to, you know, console me, or is he trying to console himself in yeah. terms of, like, you know, I still value you, I still, like, oh my yeah. god, like, you know, don't feel bad kind of thing. Because I'm like, truly for me also, like, I do see the value in social media, but in my personal everyday day-to-day life, it doesn't have that big of an impact in you know, how I move in my life. So when, you know, he archived, if he doesn't, even if he deleted it, I wouldn't take offense. I'd be like, it's cool, you know,
yeah.
that's your new babe, whatever, whatever. But the fact that he brought it up and told me, I was like, is that something, is there, okay, obviously, I was like, is there a hidden message he's trying to show me? You know, I started
was that
thinking,
noble?
Right.
Yeah. It was kind of out of place.
Right, completely. Mm. It was so random. And I was just like,
maybe there was something else there. And I actually wanted to say now, because of that, if it is you being deleted, agree to be deleted.
Achika.
You understand?
Yeah.
Even me, if I was friends with somebody, I was in a relationship with somebody, and I see he's deleted me.
Yeah.
Whether or not he's in a relationship, I shouldn't be like, hey, yeah, oh God. Imagine, guys, just grow up. Like, just accept that you're not together.
Yeah.
And leave it. Maybe the nigga's trying to move on.
Let me ask,
I don't like
yeah.
this thing of where a mm-hmm. guy, like now, a guy is talking to me.
Yeah.
And we're not even dating. He's yeah. just talking because he wants to get to know me.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And now, because he's like, hey, I had Julia's podcast and yeah. she wants me to delete. Maybe this, of course, has not happened. I'm just saying.
Well,
yeah. And then he goes and deletes. I don't want a babe to come start at him. How comes now you have deleted? Ah, yes, it's his page. Please.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we all have to exercise emotional maturity
for
in
sure.
ex, yep. in yeah. ex etiquette. Yep. Especially with this ex etiquette, there's no handbook.
Let me ask
And then every situation is so different.
Yeah.
Some end passionately, like yours. Yeah. Some end, I don't give a fuck, like mine. You know, some you're still wearing a ring and it means nothing. So it's so situational.
Yeah.
You have to deal with each situation
as it comes.
As it comes.
So another one, and it might be our last one because too many on gear.
Wow.
Oh, 40 minutes.
Really?
Already? What's wrong with us? Oh, this is great. So another one. Should you tell your ex about someone you're potentially about to date?
I'm sorry, what?
As who?
As who? What do you mean? Ati, I call my ex and say, but they, and now we broke up last year and now I'm dating this one tomorrow.
Yeah, should you?
What? No. Where is that even? How?
I mean, okay.
I'm sorry. Do you have children together?
If we have to, you see, exactly. Situation. Mm-hmm. Situation allowing. If you don't have ties, you don't have, you know, homes together, businesses together, whatever.
If you're dating one of his boys.
Hey, in fact, that was my point.
You see, now
my
Julia.
Point was, yes,
mine is to say something small.
Dating his friend. Because remember, we talked about expiry dates.
Right.
Yeah. Let me tell you.
Yes.
Let me tell you. If, hey, hi.
Do you see where I'm
Yeah. Nairobi is a dot. Nairobi is a dot. And let me tell you, you come bring your boys and they're all beautiful.
And
they're
what do you and then you, and then you leave me.
And then you leave me.
With them. Surely.
And then they have the gift of the gab.
The banter.
The gift of the gab.
The banter.
Bro. That's another thing. I just wanted us to also mention that with the friends etiquette is, I mean, ex etiquette. Mm-hmm. Also your friends, eh? You people is my friends. I don't expect you to be calling this guy and telling him the bash is here on Saturday.
Okay.
Do you understand? If I'm dating this guy,
do you get me?
Like, listen, I've got a boyfriend now. We've broken up. I don't want him here next weekend for the party. Do you know what I mean, babe?
What do you mean he's my friend? He's not your friend.
He's not your friend no more.
Okay.
Even if he was your friend. Okay, so I'm dating a guy.
How much time do we give you? If you've dated a guy who now is almost friends with the rest of your friends.
Yeah, and then
break up. Mm. And of course, we're picking your side because you're our girl.
Yeah. Yeah. But even at friends, you have to break up with him. With
yeah. So at what point are we now allowed to?
I'll tell you which point. Mm-hmm. No point.
We love to see it. We love
do you know
she
why?
Pointed her. Well, manicured finger. No points.
Facts, though. Because
that is my ex-boyfriend,
right. Mm-hmm.
And he was your friend by as an extension of my relationship with him.
Right.
Okay. If I bring him back into the circle,
that's on you
as a friend. Mm. Then it's fine.
Yeah.
If you guys meet him in the club and he buys you a drink, well and good.
Yeah.
But now,
even if he's fun,
babe.
Yeah. By the way, I mean, I think the biggest
even
thing
if he's fun, you treat him like. He's buying a round of drinks for the table.
Mm. Yeah.
Let him spoil you guys naende.
Yeah.
Not until you guys are trapping the whole night.
Sending pictures to Jules.
Yeah. IG stories on his boy who I still follow. At you guys are together. Nam Jan show. Yeah. First of all, give me a heads up. Because I understand.
That, for me, that's the thing. That's the thing. Give me a heads up.
No, but you can't be. Let it be a situation where it was completely unavoidable. But it cannot be this week, next week. And all of them were unavoidable. The other week, the next. You can't be every weekend mukopamoja because you keep bumping into each other. You know, you have to. You have to draw lines because I've been in that situation where friends of mine or a friend of mine I'd even dare say family friends we became so close with their partner literally became part of us like I was so close to this person and they broke up and I actually felt like I was going through I was struggling to let go but I had to fucking let go because that's not my relationship and even now when I see him I used to get so excited. I'm like, yeah, but I'm like, by the Jules, this is not you. Right. Your loyalty is here.
On her,
yeah. Until she brings this guy back into the family or back into the group, that is her call. It's not mine.
And I mean, we're saying this to say that, you know, be a human being, be decent, you know, be civil, say hi if you need to say hi. Kind of a thing. Don't be standoffish or whatever. Mm-hmm. There's
that's
issue.
Not what I'm saying.
Right.
But you have to respect your friend and her process.
Yeah, that's true. I fully agree with that. So
back to if you're dating, if you end up dating his boy, should you call him up and be like, hi, ex, you know, I'm dating this guy and he's one of your boys. I'm just letting you know.
It depends how serious. I wouldn't.
How serious their friendship is or how serious your relationship was?
Both. Okay. Because if that's his boy, his boy will tell him.
Yeah.
That's
it's not your place.
That's not me.
Really?
Because that's not my boy. Yes. That's not my boy. That's my ex.
I'm putting myself in the position of the ex. I would love if my ex came and told me that. Like, I would prefer to hear it from him.
And not your boy. And not your girl.
And not your girl.
Right. Your best depends friend. On how close she... Okay, she's not a best friend.
You'd rather...
Would never,
exactly.
I don't think a best friend would do... best friend's listening. Right? Don't do that shit.
But if it got to that...
If it got to that... Yeah. Okay,
what
yeah,
I mean is, remember
friend.
We said, if it's your best friend, first of all, you, there's no way...
Yeah.
That it's going to be okay, first of all, for me and you are best friends.
Yeah.
I dated this guy and then now he's dating you within a span of like, you know, 2-3 months. That's first of all, in the code of friendship, I don't think that's acceptable. Me already, I said my piece in the other episode.
Yeah.
But now time has elapsed. I broke up with him. I've moved on. Maybe I'm even married, right?
Yeah.
But you two are still single and there's somewhere you've connected.
Right.
So the question is who tells who?
Yeah,
me, I'm the
one
who's still connected to you. I'm not connected to him anymore.
So
he's my ex.
Yeah.
So in that situation, I'd like it if you came and told me. I don't expect to be receiving a phone call from an ex.
Mm.
See,
you know.
I don't know because let me use Noni as my, I guess, my most recent example.
Yeah.
My ex didn't tell me.
Yeah.
I was told by Noni, and I wasn't close with Noni at that time.
Right. Oh, yeah.
So I remember feeling some type of way, like, why, how come I found out? I didn't find out from you. Like, I would have preferred to find out from my
ex. But if you did not know Noni,
I knew her. Like, I knew her. See, we were working together. Yeah. I knew her. We were just not. He knew that, like, we knew each other.
Her, he should.
Truly, he should have told me. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because she's like, we work together.
Right.
We were doing shows together.
Yeah.
So I felt like I should have known from him as my ex.
So then I guess the agreement is whoever who's connected to you at that point in time is the one who should communicate,
right.
In all honesty. And but you also have to respect some people. Some people don't want to have that conversation.
Yeah. Right, true.
So it's
and you also I think you're also
grown ups, you have to be like, I just think you can't be catching feelings.
That's good ex etiquette.
Yeah.
To inform your ex.
If we're talking about etiquette.
Yeah, etiquette. If you're dating someone close to their circle. They might not have to be friends, just around.
Give
them a heads up so that she's also not caught over there looking like an idiot.
Catch me for idiots.
You know, I think it's just good. You don't even have to explain why. Actually, it's because she's like this and you are not like this. Just be like, oh, by the way, me and this babe are now talking. Cheers. Enjoy the rest of your life. Right. You know, I just think it's good etiquette.
True. And on that note, I think we're going to wrap up because it's really going on. It's really, we're about to start hitting you with more points. But you guys, tell us, what do you think is proper ex etiquette? You know, do you agree with us? Do you disagree with us? Let us know. What, like, would you tell your ex? Would you let them know? Would you not let them know? As always, thank you for listening. Remember, it's related.
I promise.
Mister, don't treat me so unkind. Mister, I'd be so inclined to shut you out and cut you loose without any regrets. To shut you out and cut you loose, I'm hedging my bets. Won't you come on, give me more?
Hey guys, thank you for giving me a shout out in the Maldives. It's unbelievable, really, to be living my passion and not in Kenya, on an island, and getting paid for it. It's just mind-blowing. Things I would never think would happen in my life at any point. Keep doing what you're doing, guys, and hopefully y'all can do a meet and greet at some point. Also, I would suggest maybe you could dive into an episode about careers that women get into, and they normally have a hard time, you know, getting by because it's a male-dominated area. I think that would really, really, you know, it would shed a light on some issues we as women have in such male-dominated careers. Anyway, God bless you all and take care.
Hey ladies, awesome topic today. My contribution is, personally, men, we just switch up when gets boring or we don't know how to break up. That's where the communication part comes in. We are just poor at this communicating stuff. So on the flip side, women should learn how to take the cue, and when the guy has ghosted, just take the lane and start walking. Johnny Walker. Thanks, bye.
Hey. So I just wanted to say thank you so much for your episode and the last one. It was really good. I've been dating someone and it's been crazy and it's been up and down. And a lot of things you've said have really, like, given me a window into the mistakes I've made and the mistakes they've made. And I know I love her and I want to be with her. And thank you. I think it's going to make me make a few decisions that will go towards hopefully bring us closer. So thank you so much, and I love you guys. I love your topics and everything. So thank you so much. No, I don't love you.